The first sorrow is the prophecy of Simeon. We read in Scripture in Luke 2:34 and following, "And Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the resurrection, or the rise, of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed." And why does Our Lady sorrow in this? The Blessed Virgin Mary herself told Saint Matilda that on this announcement of Saint Simeon, all her joy was changed into sorrow. For as it was revealed to Saint Teresa, though the Blessed Mother had already knew that the life of her son would be sacrificed for the salvation of the world, yet she then learned more distinctly and in greater detail the sufferings and cruel death that awaited her son. She knew that he would be contradicted, and this contradiction would be in everything he would do. He would be contradicted in his doctrines, for instead of being believed, he would be esteemed as a blasphemer for teaching that he was the Son of God. Contradicted in his reputation, for he was of noble, even of royal descent, and was despised as a peasant. So as we read in Scripture, is this not the carpenter's son? He was wisdom itself, and was treated as ignorant, as a false prophet. He was treated as a madman, as a drunkard, a glutton, and a friend of sinners, even as a sorcerer. Because he was told, it's by the power of Beelzebub that you cast out Satan, or cast out the demons. As a heretic, and possessed by an evil spirit. In a word, Jesus was considered so notoriously wicked that, as the Jews said to Pilate, no trial was necessary to condemn him. He was such a bad man in their eyes. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that Mary already knew all these torments that her son was to endure, but all the minute circumstances of the sufferings, internal and external, that were to torment her Jesus in his passion, or made known to her, as our Lord revealed to St. Teresa, she consented to all with the constancy which filled even the angels, St. Alphonsus says, with astonishment. So when she would embrace her suffering and remain constant in doing the right thing and remaining virtuous through the worst situation, even the angels were astonished by it. Our Lord is revealing that Our Lady is the one to go to for secret knowledge. Your soul shall be pierced so that the thoughts of many will be laid bare. What our Lord is revealing through Saint Simeon is that if there is something that you need to know that's hidden, you go to her specifically under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows, and she will reveal it to you. It works like clockwork. I do it all the time. Now, you don't go to find out what's our neighbor's doing, But if, you have a son or a daughter and you're concerned about them and you think that there's something wrong there, you can ask, what are we dealing with? Or even in your own life, if it's very helpful to pray to Our Lady of Sorrows to reveal your own defects, because a lot of times the predominant defect is not the one that's the most seen. The rise of many. Our Lady is the one to go to ask for the conversion of those of our family members by blocking demons and giving grace. Whenever you're trying to get somebody to convert, or when you're trying to get somebody to start leading a better life, there's two sides of it. There's a positive and a negative. The negative side is you got to get the demons out of their lives so that they don't block the operations of grace and influence the individual. And then you also have to pray for the grace of the person for their conversion or for them to start leading a moral life. But Our Lady, under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows, is the one to go to for those kinds of graces. The ruin of many. Our Lady knew that there would be many who would not follow her son. And so you can even go to her when you find that some family members or some aren't following her son. Just say, bring them to him, to your son.